Support for Studio Sessions on KNKX comes from the Shack Art Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glass blowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org.
We're happy to welcome Larkin Poe, a roots rock band from Atlanta, to a special studio session today. Their album Peach has been in heavy rotation since it came out last year. Rebecca Lovell on guitar and vocals, Megan Lovell on lap steel and vocals. Let's welcome Larkin Poe.
Bamba-lamb, black booty had a child. Bamba-lamb, the damn thing go wild. Bamba-lamb, booty out of my mind. Bamba-lamb, the damn thing go wild. Bamba-lamb, whoa, black booty, whoa, black booty, John City, black booty, John City, black booty, John City, black booty now. Whoa, black Betty, Bamba-lamb, she really gets me high. Bamba-lamb, you know that's no lie. Bamba-lamb, she's so rock steady. Bamba-lamb, she's always ready. Bamba-lamb, whoa, black Betty, John City, black Betty, John City, black Betty now.
Larkin Poe live on 88.5 KNKX. Wow. Yes. That's Black Betty from their record Peach. That's a Lead Belly tune, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, first, I want to welcome you and congratulate you on the success that you're having, and especially since you seem to have done it on your own terms.
I think that's really cool.
So I just want to brag on you a little bit, since our listeners may not know all this about you. You're both classically trained as kids, piano, violin. As teenagers, you had a successful bluegrass band, the Lovell Sisters. Along the way, you've become session musicians for T-Bone Burnett and Elvis Costello. You're about to go on a six-month tour with Keith Urban. It's crazy. So many influences, and your first record was pretty rock as Larkin Poe. So I'm interested in the progression from bluegrass to where you are today. I know it's a long story, but...
No, it is a long story, but I think the good ones often are. As little kids, we were playing classical violin and piano for many years, and that was all our mom's behest. And then at the same time, our dad was playing a lot of classic rock records. So even while we were going to bluegrass festivals, you know, we definitely had sort of the Southern rock influence from the Allman Brothers and all the South Georgia Macon musicians. Just that was always a strong feature in growing up. And I think especially once we transitioned more into bluegrass with Megan picking up, you know, the lap steel guitar, finding the voice of Dwayne and Greg, the way that they sort of used the blues was definitely a jump-off point for us to dig deeper and deeper into the music of the Delta, for sure. And for me as a singer, you know, I always identify with male singers and definitely you know, more blues singers, that was something that I wanted to educate myself further on. So picking up guys like Son House or Robert Johnson, you know, and trying to figure out how to sing those melodies. That's really when we started to feel like we'd hit our stride musically, like it resonated.
So blues has recently kind of entered your repertoire. I mean, in the last couple of years.
What do you think?
Yeah, so, for sure.
Yeah, because we did get a little bit edgier, a little bit more rock. But then we kind of felt like we wanted to look back on where we had come from, which is definitely the music of the South, like the source music of the South. Mm-hmm. And so when we did that, that's when we kind of felt like, you know, oh, this is what really is our passion.
Mm-hmm. Able to relax into what feels right.
And I think, yeah, I'm sure you found that blues fans are pretty fanatic about the genre. And you're not a blues band. I mean, I'll make that clear. You do a lot of your own original music. Blues is just one of the many different things that you do. But I'm interested, how are your fans reacting to the blues? Has it changed?
It has changed over the years. And honestly, we've gotten the strongest response with this most recent record than we ever have. And for us, that's really heartening because it's an indicator that people are still feeling that music, you know. And for us, we do want to incorporate the blues. We do want to incorporate all the music that we grew up playing. But we want to be the next chapter in the story to kind of be, you know, an interlocking piece. You know, what it means to be a female-fronted blues band in 2018. What does that look like? Yeah. And we're trying to just show people what we think it should be.
Right. And you're a multi-instrumentalist. Is it true you played all the instruments on Peach?
We did.
That's
we come from Atlanta, too. So there's obviously a huge trip-hop, hip-hop scene in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
A lot of urban music being made. And so it was fun to sort of incorporate a little bit of the programming element into what we do as well, with me on GarageBand with my big headphones just jamming out in the back of the van.
Okay. So it doesn't take a lot of high-tech to do it, just a laptop and GarageBand.
It's true.
Wow. So let's have another tune from Larkin Poe.
Smoking up in church, up to all my tricks. I'm a bad little angel. I fell from grace, the Georgia peach gold. Yeah, you know the taste. If you must know what I think of you, so help me, Lord. I'm gonna speak of the truth. Lights went down. They built the Berlin Wall to keep me out. Hey, I'll break your heart from 30,000 feet. They posted danger sign everywhere. sleep.
That's Larkin Poe live on 88.5 KNKX. Rebecca Lovell on guitar and lead vocals. Megan Lovell on lap steel and harmony. And Megan, I wanted to ask you about that lap steel guitar you're playing. Since our radio listeners can't see it, maybe you could tell us a little about it.
Yeah, I started out on dobro, actually. And then when we were sort of transitioning into more like edgy music, that's when I picked up the lap steel. So this lap steel that I'm playing is a Rickenbacker from the 1940s, one of those old Panda, the black and white lap steels.
Wow. So electric guitar was only invented in like 1938. So wasn't some of the most popular early guitars, electric guitars, were the lap steels? Is that?
Yeah, actually.
Like the Hawaiian guitars?
The Hawaiian.
Yeah.
I think it's so interesting how blues music was developing. And then when the Hawaiians were kind of moved down into the Delta, that's when the blues artists saw what they were doing. And they're like, we want some of that. And so that's where kind of slide guitar in the blues was born.
Wow. Oh, that's great information. So, and is that tuned like a dobro? Is it the same?
This is tuned like a dobro.
So
open G.
You're ready to roll on it. So I wanted to ask you, you guys have worked with Elvis Costello. Talk about a guy who defies genres. And you guys, I think, also. So how did you hook up with him? And it would be just amazing to spend a day with him. Now you've worked with him over a number of years.
We have. We feel so fortunate. We met him, I think it would have been about a decade. I was 17, maybe you were 18. And we were playing at a festival, actually, the same festival that he was headlining. We were playing like a little piddly stage And there was a super jam, so they get all the artists up to get together and make some spontaneous music. And to be honest, we didn't know who he was. Mm-hmm. Like, if we knew My Aim Is True, but I didn't know what he looked like, mm-hmm. at that point in time. And so he was just some guy that was singing a gospel song that we knew. And so we go running across the stage to sing harmony. And then from that point on, we just became actually very fast friends. He's been one of the best mentors to us over the years, because we've been on maybe five or six different tours that he has put across,
globally. Is he in Nashville also?
No, he's not. I think he splits his time between New York and Vancouver, I think.
Okay.
But he's such a huge artist in terms of his musical knowledge, the fact that he really doesn't care, what genre marker people put on him. And that's been some of the biggest advice that he's given us over the years. Because we always send him our records before we release them. We're like, what do you think? And he always writes back and says, just do what it is that feels genuine and feels like you're being yourself, and don't care what people tell you to try and be. Don't put a genre on it.
Yeah, good advice. So, and you're also going, or you've already started, 6 months of touring with Keith Urban. What's that going to be like? Are you doing your own set, or is he having you in his band?
We are the featured musicians, so we get up and we do a small feature within his set, and then we also play with him on a song. It's this big jam in the middle of his set. It's really fun because he's an amazing guitar player.
Such an amazing guitar player, and so generous as well. Really, I think, to the best of his abilities, which is, given that he's Keith Urban and the kind of tours that he's putting on, he's able to do a lot to support female musicians. If you go to see a Keith Urban show, he's got any of the featured moments. They're all lady guitarists, lady singers. It's really powerful.
All right. And that's going to expose you, obviously, to a whole nother swath of fans. So, wow.
Absolutely. We love it. We were in Toronto just day before yesterday with him for 2 nights. It was fabulous.
Nice. So, and there's a lot to be learned by how you've managed your own careers in a lot of ways, but I think, tell me about the role videos have played for you.
Yes. I mean, we have been independent since the word go, which I think has been a huge motivator for us as independent artists, because the buck stops with you. So you have to really take a pristine interest in every different angle of your business. And for us, about maybe a year ago, we started doing this video series called Tip of the Hat, which basically is just an opportunity for us to learn songs that we love, you know, actually memorize the lyrics and, you know, do the do. Mm-hmm. And they've gotten so much love online. You know, we have videos that are now ticking up past the millions of shares and plays. And they're all songs that everyone would know, you know, that our dad played for us, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, to, you know, doing some Sun House covers to, you know, fill in the blank. We've done it. We just did a, who did we do last week in the hotel room? Our hotel neighbors
Rod Stewart.
Love us. Yeah, Rod Stewart. We did Maggie May, and it was so much fun because, you know, we had a mandolin in the room, and Rod's like one of the only guys that had a lot of mandolin on some of his big hits. So,
all right, so go over to YouTube, check out Larkin Poe's YouTube channel. They've got a bunch of videos, and it is really fun stuff. It's infectious.
Thanks, John.
So, again, thanks so much for stopping by early on a Monday. That's a lot right there just to show up for a noontime show. So let's hear one more song from Larkin Poe.
Absolutely. If you wanna hurt somebody, oh, it might as well be me. If you wanna do somebody wrong, oh, it might as well. I've been there for you, baby, all of along. Giving love to you daily, making it strong, so strong. If you wanna hurt somebody, it might as well be me.